And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 3rd. This week in 1966, the Buffalo Springfield formed initially as The Herd. Samuel Cardinal Stritch banned rock and roll from the Chicago Archdiocese Roman Catholic Schools this week in 1957. The first Supremes single, I Want a Guy, was released in 1961. In 67, Petula Clark performed before Princess Margaret in England at the London Palladium. In 66, this week, John Lennon's phrase that kind of caught up with him, not intended to be a slight, but just a fact. He said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus, and it was first published, that remark, in Britain in 66. Patsy Cline died in a plane crash this week in 1963 near Camden, New Jersey, along with country stars Cowboy Copas and Hackshaw Hawkins. Elvis Presley was discharged from the U.S. Army this week in 1960. 5 years earlier, he made his first TV appearance on the Louisiana Hayride Show. Actress Sandra Dee divorced Bobby Darin this week in 1967. Elton John became the very first rock star since the Beatles to be immortalized at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London in 1976. The Fillmore East Concert Hall opened in New York City this week in 1968. Elvis's movie Stay Away, Joe debuted this week in also 1968. The Beatles made their British national radio debut in 1962, singing Dream Baby, Maybelline, and Please Mr. Postman on the BBC Teenager's Turn program. The Dave Clark Five made the first of 18 appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1964. Sam Cooke, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, Carole King and Jerry Goffin, along with Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, were all inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this week in 1987. A stalker was arrested trying to break into Roberta Flack's New York apartment this week in 1995. The documentary movie This Is Elvis, with Raoul Donner doing the narrating, premiered in Memphis, Tennessee this week in 1981. Janis Joplin was fined $200 for onstage profanity by a Tampa, Florida judge this week in 1970. Sam Cooke made his first appearance at the Copacabana in New York City, unlike his 64 appearance. The first one in 1958 was far less than spectacular. This week in the studio, Hall & Oates recorded Rich Girl in 76. The Rolling Stones cut their Love You Live album at the El Macabo nightclub on Spadina Street in Toronto this week in 1977. Ike Turner and Jackie Brenston recorded Rocket 88 this week in 1951, some saying it is the first rock and roll record. Bobby Darin recorded Dream Lover in 1959. In 58, the Everly Brothers in the studio, they recorded All I Have to Do is Dream. In 1959, the Drifters recorded There Goes My Baby. The Tune Weavers cut Happy Happy Birthday Baby this week in 57. The Beach Boys recorded God Only Knows in 66. And the Eagles began recording I Can't Tell You Why this week in 1978. Birthdays. Chris Rea is 68. Bobby Womack, born this week, 1944. Chastity Bono, born to Sonny and Cher, is turning 50. Paul Evans is 81 this week. Eddie Hodges is 72. Andy Gibb, born in 58. Tommy Tucker, born in 1939. Murray Head is 73. Mary Wilson from the Supremes, 75. Kiki D is 72. Sylvia Vanderpool Robinson, one half of Mickey and Sylvia, and later as a solo artist, passed away this week. Actually, it wasn't this week. It was in September of 2011, but she was born this week in 1935. Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band is 73. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees, 74. Little Peggy March is 71. Randy Meisner from Poco and the Eagles is 73. Songwriter Carol Bayer Sager is 72. Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders turning 77 this week, and Lloyd Price is 86. Billy Ford from Billy and Lily, born this week in 1919. And Keeley Smith, one half of the entertainment duo with her husband, Louis Prima, born this week in 1928. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 3rd. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
treasure island oldie.